Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. We're excited to welcome to our program today recording artist Shiri Rowe. She's making her first appearance on our show today to talk to us not only about her musical journey, but what it's been like for her to share that with the world. She has a brand new single that's getting a whole lot of attention as we're beginning a new year, that being Family Gathering. It's a song that, as I think when you hear it, will really remind you of all the things that are important. We'll talk to Shiri about the role of family in her own life and how that has really helped her along her journey as well. If you're just now hearing about Shiri, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can stay connected with her, as well as, of course, how you can support the music, too. But, Shiri, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. How are you today?
Hey, doing really good. Thanks a lot for being on with us. Really appreciate the time, Shiri. And congratulations to you on this single, Family Gathering. As I said, we'll be telling our audience a little bit later how they can get it for themselves. I mean, this single was released at the end of last year, Shiri, but what has it been like for you to see the way that people are still responding to the song?
This song is actually one of the most important songs to me when it comes to songs that I've written or co-written, and it's very close to my heart. I come from a big family, and we're all real close. And when I started writing the song, it started out more tongue-in-cheek, and some of that still remains in the lyric of the song. But it did take a more serious turn, and just kind of what you referred to as just recognizing the value in having family or even just, you know, people that are close to us in our lives and not taking that for granted. So to know that other people are finding themselves in the song and relating to it and getting that message, it really means a lot to me. It's pretty special.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the thing is about you, Shiri, and I was thinking about this when I was prepping for this segment with you. I mean, you have really from right out the gate, I mean, you have been an artist that people have responded to, even going back to, you know, your self-titled album. I mean, people, you know, responded to that project, even, of course, being nominated for awards. I mean, do you think one of the things that people do get from music by Shiri Rowe is that you're going to get something that is not only relatable, but also something that is a piece of you, and that's what makes it so personal?
I hope so. That really is my goal, to connect with people. I started making music when I was very young, and I realized as I grew older that I love connecting with people. I'm that person that's going grocery shopping and I end up, you know, having a conversation with someone in the aisle, and people just kind of have a tendency to open up to me, and I love that. I love being available for people in that way. In my everyday life. So when it comes to being on the stage and combining music with that connection with people, that's extremely important to me. So I would like to think that people walk away with something, you know, a little bit more personal than just a show.
Yeah. Do you think that also, because of going back to Family Gathering, Shiri, do you think that also one of the reasons why you are able to do what you do so well is because of the connection you have to all the things that are important, and that's kind of helped you and encouraged you as you've been on this journey?
Well, absolutely. I think what pours out of you as an artist has everything to do with what has been poured in. And I was raised with a real strong faith and a real appreciation for family, and just have a deep love for people, and just trying to appreciate the moments in life and not kind of just, you know, breathe through life and not take in everything that's going on around me. And I'm thankful for that sensitivity. I think that absolutely that foundation being there has enabled me to be a more powerful artist and hopefully have some more impact.
Right. And that is definitely what's happening. I mean, because not only are you able to have people that know you, that are respecting your music and responding to it, but now, of course, thanks to social media, Shiri, as you know, I mean, people around the world are able to connect with you as they already are doing, being able to follow this journey. And it really has been a great journey to be able to watch. You mentioned starting out in music when you were young. I mean, could you have imagined, especially, I mean, with the internet, that you would be able to reach the people that you've been able to reach with music that is so personal for you?
It's actually one of the most exciting things for me. And at times it kind of feels surreal, you know, when you I've had interviews with people all over the world, and I'll get feedback from fans in other countries, and we've had the opportunity to tour Poland, and no, I honestly couldn't have imagined it, although I have to say I can't imagine, even from an early age, I couldn't have seen myself doing anything else.
Right.
It's so much a part of who I am, and yeah, to know that people in, you know, so far reaching, you know, from where I am in my hometown are hearing the music and I can connect with them, it's pretty exciting. I'm really grateful.
Yeah, it is a great thing. It's amazing, you know, how small the world has become in so many ways. And, you know, I think that is, I've said on this program before, I'm not musically inclined too much myself, Sherry. I love music, but I don't, you know, I definitely can't sing. It's not one of the gifts that I have. But I am always excited, and to be honest with you, it always makes me feel as though, I mean, there's hope when I see the way that music is able to connect with people in a way that very few people, you know, can do and very few things can do. Is it also one of the things that you've noticed that music has that way of kind of bringing people together around something common like family, as you're able to do in your song, like very few things can do in life?
You're absolutely right. I mean, I think there are there are several ways that we can connect with others, and there are several different forms of art and connecting with people, even, you know, some of which, what you've done with, you know, motivational speaking and encouraging people, even with words, can be so powerful. But I do think there's just something special about the form, you know, a delivery through music. I think it crosses over some boundaries. It breaks down walls. I think people sometimes let their defenses down a little bit and let their emotions kind of come out, and they feel them a little bit more than maybe they, you know, maybe they don't feel safe to do in other ways. So, yeah, I think there's sort of an intangible thing there that music brings, for sure.
And I think that's one of the things that we love so much about it. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome to our program today Sherry Rowe. We're talking with her not only about her own love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that with others and the way you're able to see the way that people around the world literally are responding to it. You mentioned, of course, being able to tour. I can imagine for an artist that live performance, that there's nothing like it. One of the things that I did watch when I was prepping for the segment was a studio session that you were having, Sherry, where you were able to play with your band. I mean, do you think that's also been part of the thing? I mean, and to have that extended family, those people who are a part of this musical experience with you, who not only get you as an artist, but are able to help bring your vision to life through music.
Oh, man, those times are so special, being able to co-write with people, being able to, at times, you know, write and perform with family over the years, to be able to form such deep bonds with band members and to share that moment on stage together. There's such an energy, especially when you all kind of have one purpose. There's such an energy that comes with that. It's a beautiful thing when you can find people that you work well with together.
Right, and I think that is a thing, and may we all have that for ourselves. I mentioned your debut from a few years ago. Sherry, do you find yourself, because I've heard, especially on this program when I've had authors on or individuals who do other things, and even actors will say they find themselves to be their own worst critic. When you kind of reflect on where you've come from and where you are today and quite frankly where you're going, do you find yourself to be the hardest on yourself when you look back and listen to past projects?
That's an interesting question, because I would say yes and no. I think definitely sometimes I can be harder on myself than anyone else. And sometimes that can be a stumbling block. Sometimes it can encourage me to do better and hone my craft. And looking back over the years, I think it's funny, because if I listen to something that was maybe just a couple years ago, I have a tendency to pick it apart more than if maybe I listen to something that I did, you know, 5 or 6 years ago. I hear it with fresh ears, and I kind of stand back and I go, wow, it kind of teaches me to appreciate the moment and not be quite so hard on myself, because standing back for a while and then coming back with fresh ears, you kind of go, well, you know, I can see more value in that than I could at the moment. So I don't know if that makes sense, but it's I tend to be harder on myself right after I finish a project.
Right. Well, I can definitely understand that. You know, for those who have not heard the new single, and it is one that I think people really appreciate, here is your opportunity. Here is Family Gathering by Sherry Rowe. We'll be back with our final moments with Sherry right after this. Stay with us.
Mm-hmm.
That was Sherry Rowe with Family Gathering right here on Conversations Live. That single is available through our friends at Amazon.com or through your favorite online retailer. We'll tell you all here in just a moment how you can stay connected with Sherry and what's coming up for her this year. Sherry, I want to talk to you about the other aspect of that song that I thought about. And the one, of course, is the importance of family that comes through. But do you also think it's because of that connection you have with family that that's what keeps you true to who you are and what you do believe?
I think that plays a very big role in it, for sure. I mean, family has this wonderful way of your family can encourage you. Your family is usually the one who's going to be the most honest with you. And sometimes we need that truth spoken, hopefully with notes of grace, of course. But, you know, we see ourselves and our family members, too. And we learn patience because, let's face it, I mean, we all have quirks. And we all go through different things in life. And really, at the end of the day, when your family's got your back and you've had that deep relationship, I think it just makes life richer. And it builds our character if we let it and builds our integrity. So, yes, I think that's played a huge role in my life.
You also talk about in that song about the pride, you know, of your parents. And, you know, I can imagine, you know, how proud they are also of you, of not only being able to do what you love and to be able to share it the way that you do, but know that you're able to inspire others. I mean, I know you do it because you love it, but, I mean, to know that you're able to allow other people, Sherry, to see what's possible with hard work, with dedication and faith, I mean, that has to be a great feeling for you as well, right?
That, absolutely. I want to leave something, like I said, you know, more than just entertainment. I think we all, you know, when you've been given a platform of any kind, I think that's a powerful place. There are many different ways you can go about handling that. And I really do want to inspire people, be positive, give hope, really, and just hopefully even at the very least be refreshing, you know,
right,
to people. And, my parents, gosh, they're so great. My dad actually is no longer with us, and he's up in heaven. And actually, when I wrote that song, I was referring to him when I said, "But Daddy sure is proud," because I really do believe. I just was thinking about everything in our family, different members, you know, serving in the military or, you know, raising kids and just hopefully having an impact that he would be proud of. I feel like he's looking down, and hopefully we've made him proud.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing. And so many others as well, Sherry, being proud of you as well. Because, again, you're showing other people what's possible. It's so easy to make excuses. But when you're able to actually show through example what, you know, what is possible, I think that really does allow other people to know what they can do as well, you know, if you're willing to put forth the work. Congratulations to you on that. Again, everyone, Sherry Rowe has been our guest. Great conversation with you, Sherry. The single, again, is called Family Gathering. So make sure you guys do get it for yourself. And Sherry is all over social media like the rest of the world is. So, Sherry, let our audience know how they can stay connected with you.
Absolutely, Cyrus. Thank you for having me on.
Sure.
Of course, SherryRowe.com, the main website. Instagram, I love Instagram, just Sherry Rowe. I think pictures can speak so much that we can't sometimes with our words. Facebook, Twitter, all the typical venues. I love to connect with people on social media, find out where they're listening from and what has, you know, had an impact on them as far as different songs go. And so, yeah, let's connect on social media.
All right. Well, Sherry, congratulations to you again on your musical success and also for really doing work that definitely is making a difference. And looking forward to our next conversation with you.
Thank you, Cyrus. Thanks so much for having me on, for supporting the music. I appreciate it.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. We appreciate the time. And we thank your audience for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. For those joining us on the radio side of our show, you all stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come for you. For those joining us online, though, that's going to do it for us for this segment. So if you guys came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Sherry, don't worry. Thanks to technology, you all can catch the whole thing all over again. The link is already available on our social media site. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. We've already tagged Sherry there as well, so you guys can make sure you're following her on Facebook and Twitter. But if you click on that link, you can listen to the show completely for free and share it with your friends from there. Of course, you'll see the buttons on the left-hand side of your screen when you click on that link. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.